Welcome to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Now, while the beginning of January is a little slow for album releases, there's plenty to look forward to this month. On today's show, I'm joined by music journalist for many an esteemed title, Laura Snapes, who's going to talk us through the upcoming releases by The XX, Julie Byrne and Priests. Laura, welcome to the programme. Nice to have you back. Happy New Year.
You too.
Is it not? It's not too late, is it?
No, I've only really started work today because I skived off and went to Disneyland last week.
I wish the show was going to be about that. That sounds amazing.
Great music.
Well, welcome back. Now, first of all, we're gonna tackle the XX. So many people's sort of, I don't know, kind of indie heroes. They have been since their first release. Tell us about I See You, the new record by the XX.
So this comes, five, but probably more like 4.5 years after their last album, Coexist. And I think when we last left them, although, you know, you're saying they're many people's indie heroes, I think, you know, that sound has been much emulated.
Yeah.
But I think when we last left them at that time, they would have shrunk away from the idea that they were anybody's heroes. They were kind of these very shy in their mid-20s. But I think on this new album, they've come back a lot more confident as people and a lot more confident as musicians. I did a big profile on them for Pitchfork recently, and they were talking about how when they made Coexist, there was a certain amount of them that was trying to second guess what people had actually liked about them because the success of their first album was such
this
a surprise.
Classic second album syndrome,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so whether to please themselves or whether they felt they had to kind of repeat the same thing. But I think on this album, they kind of threw all of that out of the window and they broke their rules a little bit. They used to have a rule that anything they made, they had to be able to play it live, whereas they've ditched that now. And Jamie XX has this like synth battalion that looks like something out of the Death Star. It's so big. It's kind of running from end
He's
to end.
He's gone prog.
Yeah, okay. Synth prog.
Finally.
Synth prog XX album would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
Really good.
Put it to them next time you interview them, please, Laura.
I will.
This is what we need.
So this new album is, you can tell it's pretty influenced by the solo album that Jamie XX put out a couple of years ago. It's a lot more colourful, it's a lot more dancey, and it's a lot bolder. The record starts with these like great big horn fanfares that when I first played it, I thought, am I actually listening to the right thing? And when you listen to the lyrics as well, I noticed on their first two albums, whenever they would sing, they would never be singing about actions or actually doing anything. It would all be in their head or kind of obsessively looking at what somebody was doing and placing way too much significance on the way they moved their hand or something. But again, on that first track, the one that starts with the horns, they're singing things like, I couldn't care less if you call me reckless, like, and the situation's dangerous and things like that. So it's a lot more bold, even though they're still like charmingly shy.
Okay, well, let's give our listeners a little bit of a slice of it. This is from the new album by the XX, and this is called Say Something Loving. Okay, this little slice of Say Something Loving. It's from the new album by the XX. The album's called I See You. That's also kind of, I like the album title.
Mm.
I See You.
Yeah.
I like it, right? It's kind of, it is making eye contact with the listener in a way, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, totally. When I asked them about it, they were saying that it's about how sometimes, like, a friend can sometimes see you better than you can see yourself. But as part of that story, I went to Croatia to watch them live. And at the bottom of Jamie's giant synth setup, which is all kind of translucent perspex, the bottom foot or so of it is mirrored. So everybody in the audience in the first few rows can see them reflected back. And I thought that was interesting.
I like that. Mm. I like that. They've thought about it. The XX as a live proposition as well, that because their music has, until maybe this record, been that down tempo kind of electro indie kind of thing, this maybe gives them a bit of a, do you think this gives them a bit of a new lease of live life?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think it was over the course of them touring their second album, they were saying that they did start to move a bit more and feel more comfortable on stage because they had been so shy, kind of like proper stare at your feet players. Yeah. But when I saw them in Croatia and I got to see them rehearse as well, you know, there was one part, they do this mashup of Jamie's song Gosh and their own song Shelter, and there was a part where they did a slow dance in the middle of it, Romy and Oliver, which was charming. And they do move a bit more. It's like, it's almost like watching a wave motion machine or something. They kind of follow each other's movements very beautifully. So it was more dynamic and the lighting was very good.
Well, it's going to be one of the big albums of the year, I guess.
Yeah, I
by hook
so.
And by crook, for sure. Everyone will have a point of view about it. It is called I See You by the XX and it's out this Friday. That's January the 13th. Laura, we're going to move on now. We're going somewhere a little chillier. We're going to Buffalo in upstate New York to talk about Julie Byrne. She's a bit more trad, isn't she? She's kind of got her foot foot right back in sort of somewhere in the 60s, somewhere in Haight-Ashbury, but also somewhere in the kind of countryside of New York State. She's kind of a beguiling live singer as well. Tell us about, though, the new record by Julie Byrne.
She's a pretty tiny artist. I've looked online and there's about two interviews with her online, so it's very hard to find out much about her. She was born in Buffalo. I think she made a couple of kind of like really, really low-key cassettes there that came out on tiny record labels. But I think then she left her home and she kind of moved and travelled across the country a lot, and rarely staying in the same place for the same amount of time. And I think that's the big influence on her new album, which is called Not Even Happiness, which she said the title comes from an experience she had when she was walking along Rockaway Beach, where she felt that she wouldn't change the palpable sense of emergence she had for anything, not even happiness, which is interesting. So yeah, I think there's definitely quite a lot of trad stuff in there, but also she reminds me of somebody like Angel Olsen in that early part of her career, where you can tell there's something a bit kind of fiery and quicksilver there that is not just your average kind of like folk singer with a guitar. And over the course of the album as well, I don't know if she's presented the songs kind of chronologically as she wrote them, but towards the end it really blossoms into something quite different that shows you where she might go next.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit. This is Follow My Voice, new from Julie Byrne.
Follow my voice. I am right here beyond this life, beyond. The clouds are passing by, on by, my darling.
Okay, a bit of Follow My Voice, new from Julie Byrne, from the record called Not Even Happiness. It takes some guts to sing on such an unadorned record, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something so close to the mic, so kind of, it seems like it must be honest.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you would guess so. But yeah, I think you can hear just from that little clip. And there's another song on the album called Clearest Blue. She's got this amazing way with those kind of melodies that I never know how to even describe them, where it just feels like they're so pure, they kind of pluck them out of the air, that they've kind of they've existed for like thousands of years.
And this one, as you said, she's a small artist, which is a relatively unknown artist, something like this. She's maybe someone that prospers now that music is so shareable. That you know, something can, you only need to hear a track of it and it gets shared and shared alike and all the rest of it. I guess this is one of those things, we wonder if this will be a breakout album from an artist like her. I mean, I wonder how many people you're reviewing it for other than us, for example.
I did write a big review for Uncut, and like that's very like a full page thing, and that's very much kind of their bailiwick, like this kind of thing. But yeah, I really hope that it is a breakout thing for her. Her last album, I think, only came out last year or maybe the year before, and that got pretty good reviews, but I do think this one will be the breakout, because like I was saying, there is the kind of acoustic stuff on it, but then towards the end it almost goes into this weird, gauzy, maybe Fleetwood Mac-y inspired thing. And you can definitely hear in there she's got the kind of range that somebody like Cat Power does, where she can do that really skeletal thing with a guitar, but also something more opulent and weird and kind of luxurious.
Yeah, it takes it back to kind of We Are Free, is it, that era of Cat Power, that kind of more stripped down thing. And yeah, it's beautiful stuff. All right, that is Julie Byrne. The record Not Even Happiness is out on Basin Records, and that's also out on Friday. Finally, we're going to hear Priests, just to give us a little bit of a shock of the new. Should we have a bit? Should we have a slice of them, and then we'll talk off the back of them. All right, it's nice. It's great stuff. Priests from Washington, D.C. That was a track called JJ. Katie Alice Greer, it says on my notes. It's the girl growling her R's out on that one. I love that. Where did you find these guys? Are they new? Are they? How did they come across your radar?
I think it was from American music writers that I follow on Twitter. They're a big part of the DC punk scene. I think they've probably been going for like 3 or 4 years. They've had a couple of EPs before this, but they're about to release their debut album. And yeah, they're very big in the DC scene. They run their own record label called Sister Polygon, which has lots of good bands on it, like Flasher. And Katie Alice Greer through. It also has solo stuff as well, which she releases under the name KAG, I think mostly just through Bandcamp and Sister Polygon. And they're very outspoken about issues like DIY spaces, especially in the wake of like the Oakland fire recently. And I've never seen them live. I think they're coming to the UK this year. But I think just going by what we just heard, you can tell it's going to be really, really fun.
And when you watch a bit rowdy. They sound like they'd be good, right?
When you watch a video, it's all like wigs and gaudy, messy makeup. And you can tell it's going to be exciting.
And we were talking that, weren't we, before when you came in, before we switched on the microphones, about the video for this song, JJ, that's on YouTube. And it was just... it's just that nice thing where you go, okay, we don't have tons of money to throw at this video. Who does these days? But let's do something weird and memorable. And it's a very beguiling thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I love the sound of that as well. It reminds me of like all of my favourite bits of Sleater-Kinney kind of boiled into one. The, you know, the Sleater-Kinney catalogue, you can go to different albums for different things, but I think that does everything that I like about them in one go. And I think it's rare that you get kind of a DIY punk band that's as invested in melody as they are. Like that piano that's rollicking through it, I think is really exciting.
Yeah, they're good. They sound like they'd be a good laugh. It's one of those things you want to review the album, you want to review the band, and then you want to go for a beer with them afterwards, definitely, right? I hope that they're as fun in the bar as they are on stage. So that is Priests, and Nothing Feels Natural is the LP, and that is out later this month. That brings us to the end of today's Arts Review. My thanks, as ever, to Laura Snapes and to my producer, Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV chat with Alice Vincent. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.